Sunday, the 25th of May, Rabbi Yehuda Levinson, the Tigolim.
Yishus B'chosh V'olam, Parshas Bamidbar, contains the Torah's tzivui to Klal Yisrael, the command to B'nai Yisrael to camp according to Tigolim, in a very fixed order, each Shevet having its place in the Machne Yisrael, each member of each Shevet having his place, and the places for each set aside, for each Shevet, being visible clearly from a distance even by the presence of a degel, each shevet having its own degel, as Rashi describes it, from Chazal, map or tzavua, a cloth, colored and designed in a certain way, each with its unique colors and design. This is how the Shevatim of Klal Yisrael encamped in the Midbar throughout their journeys of the 40 years from when they left Mitzrayim out until they reached Eretz Yisrael. Chazal speak at length in the various different Midrashim, Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma, about these Degolim. A very great amount of comments from Chazal. Just to quote three things amongst what Chazal say, and to speak a little bit about an inyan which I think comes out as a limud from these three divrei Chazal in the Medrash. I'm quoting it from Medrash Tanchuma, initially from Siman Yud Dalet. The Medrash says as follows. At the time when Klal Yisrael came to receive the Torah at Sinai, Kivin Shenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Har Sinai, Yoradu Imoy, Estrim Ushnaim Elef, Markovais Malochim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Klal Yisrael at Sinai to give us the Torah, then he was accompanied by 22,000 chariots of Malochim, Shenema, Rechev Elekimri B'Saim. Chazal bring a pasuk to back this up. Kivin Sheroi Yisrael, Shoyu Asuyim Degolim. When B'nai Yisrael saw these malachim that accompanied HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Torah, and they saw that these malachim were organized according to the Golim, somehow, whatever it means, these malachim came, each one with his degel, they were organized according to the Golim, hitchilu mis'avim l'dgolim. So B'nai Yisrael had a desire also to get the Golim. The malachim have flags, we also want flags. Amru, as they said, Ulevai sh'anu nasim degolim k'maisom. Halevai, we could be organized under the banners of degolim like these malachim. So the Medrash continues. Omar lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hitavitem degolim, you want degolim? Chayechem, hareinu oisem mishal oisechem. I will fulfill your wishes. Miyad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hera Ahavoso Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately showed his love for Yisrael. V'omar l'Moshe Leich Asei Oysam Degolim K'moshe Nisavu. Told Moshe, go and organize the nation according to Degolim K'moshe Nisavu, as they really wanted. Had a great desire for this. This is the prophet Ish Al Digloi V'Oysoi. Each person according to his degel, according to the various signs. So this is the first comment of Chazal that I'm quoting here, that Klal Yisrael had a great desire for the Golim because they saw that the Malachim were accompanied by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai to give us the Torah, were organized according to the Golim, so they too wanted the Golim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll show my love to Klal Yisrael, and they can also encamp according to the Golim. Earlier in Medrash Tanchuma and Siman Yud Aleph, Chazal tell us as follows, Kedoshim u'gdolim hoy Yisrael b'digleim. Yisrael were Kedoshim, holy and great, exalted, with their flags. All the nations of the world looked at B'nai Yisrael in wonder, quoting a pasuk. All the nations of the world looked in wonder at Klal Yisrael encamped according to their degolim. And the nation said to B'nai Yisrael, famous words, Shuvi Shuvi Hashulamis, the words of Shir Hashirim, return, return Hashulamis. Mashu Vishubi Ashulamis, Hidov Kilonu, the Goyim nations of the world said, come, join us, Uvoiloch Etzleinu, come and live amongst us, Anu Oisneskem, Shiltoinim, Duchsim, the Hegmoinim. We will make you into our rulers, Duchsim, probably means duke, some kind of aristocratic title, Hegmoinim, our leaders, our kings, and so on. The nations of the world, when they saw us encamped under the Golim, said, come, join us. And not just join us, but we will make you our leaders. You can have every position of importance, every title that really counts. You can have the whole lot. You can be our leaders. And the Medrash here continues that Klal Yisrael said, what can you give us that's of value? You've nothing to give us. All the honor, the glory, the wealth, it's of no value to us. We're not coming. Shuvi, shuvi, ashulamis. finally we find towards the end, returning to Siman Yud Dalet, which I quoted initially towards the end of this Siman, Omer Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Ba'olam Hazen Es Avisam Lidgolim. In this world you have the desire to encamp under the banners, the flags, Umileisi Mishalei Seichem, and I fulfilled your wishes, V'le'otid Lavoi. So in the future, Bizchus HaDgolim and Igoyel Eschem. In the Zechus of these Degolim, you wanted to encamp in this manner, and Igoyel Eschem, I will redeem you, Umedalig Al Hakeit, and I'll speed up the end of time, when Moshiach will come, Bizchus Ovesh, Shinikul Horim, etc., etc. And here the Medrash ends with the word Shenemar, Perldoi Dihnei Zebo, Medalig Al Horim, Mekamit Shalatoi. In the Zechus of the Degolim will be Zoiche, that we should have Geula and Moshiach to came and should come. So these are some of the comments of Chazal, that we wanted the Golem at the time of Matan Torah, that the Umay Ta'olam looked at us, encamped according to the Golem, and they wanted us to join them, and we could have every position of leadership and importance amongst them, and finally the Geula will come this close to the Golem. Just to explain, or suggest, I should say, some mahalach in these words of Chazal, and as I say, these are just a few comments. Chazal say an enormous amount about the Golem, but just choosing these few comments. From the first words that we quoted, that Bnei Yisrael wanted the Golem at the time of Matan Torah, it would appear that Kabbalah HaTorah would not have been complete had we not had these Golem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give us the Torah. We're ready to receive the Torah, which contains everything in it. This is the blueprint for life. We are now going to be set up as a nation which is set apart from all others, with a taklit and a tapkit and everything, and we say, no, we want the golem. It appears that the golem will somehow complement Kabbalah HaTorah.
They were given afterwards,
but Chazal tell us at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Sinai, he was meluve with Malachim, and Bnei Yisrael asked then, we want the Golem then. So it seems they asked for it at the time of Kabbalah HaTorah. It seems that somehow it would complement Kabbalah HaTorah. So I want to suggest something here. Now, Begester writes in the Sefer Michtam Melio in Chela Seif, part of that Sefer is given over to Mahalchim that he has on the Sedras, various different Sedras of the Torah. And in Parshas Vayeshev, now Begester speaks about the Rashi, which tells us, quoting Chazal, of the special relationship between Yaakov and Yosef. Of all the brothers, as we know, Yosef was the closest to Yaakov. And Chazal say a few things there which Rashi quotes. Kol atzmoi le'ovad elo v'shvil Rachel. Yaakov worked particularly for Rachel. That was the tachlis of his being there. And Yosef was the son of Rachel. So this was the eldest son of Rachel. So this was the purpose for which Yaakov came to Lavan, etc., etc. This was the tachlis achayim tanai Rachel. So there's a special connection between Yaakov and the son of Rachel, the eldest son, Yosef. Then Rashi continues, there were similarities between them. Number one, ziv ikunin, in their facial appearance, Yaakov and Yosef were similar. Furthermore, says Rashi, Masha ira lo zeh, ira lo zeh. What happened to this one, to Yaakov, happened in similar form to Yosef. As we say, from Chazal, Masi Ovois, Simon Labonim. There's a similarity in the life events of each. As Rashi says, zeh nistam, this one was hated and this one was hated. Zeh ochiv, mevakish lehargoi, this one, his brother, Esau, wanted to kill him. Vezeh echov, mevakshim lehargoi, and this one, Yosef, his brothers wanted to kill him. And Rashi says, there's harba, medrash rabo, many more similarities. So Rabbi Deskler explains this, in fact, he speaks at length, but just to quote the principle that he says. Rabbi Deskler says that every person, every yid, has got a particular taskid in his avodah hashem, a particular thing, particular area of avodah which nobody else can do except him. And Rabbi Deskler explains this as being megale kavod shamayim. Each person can be megale kavod shamayim in a manner which nobody else can, and that's his taskless. And just to speak a little bit about how I understand this, we all have tayyab mitzvahs to keep. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah, Sinai, we all have to keep tayyab mitzvahs as much as we can. So there are mitzvahs which will apply to some, not to others, mitzvahs for Kohanim, not to the rest of Bnei Yisrael, and so on. But as a general rule, the Torah is given for everybody. Nobody can say, well, this mitzvah is not really my cup of tea, I don't do this one, I don't do that one, we'll cleave in all mitzvahs of the Torah. Nevertheless, each person has his koyach where he can excel in certain areas of Avodas Hashem. You get some people that are gevaldig bale tzedakah. Everybody's mechuyev to give tzedakah as much as they can. Some people are absolutely amazing in the tzedakah they give. Some people, they're amazing math medium. unbelievable, legendary Matmidim. Everybody learns, all Mechuyev to learn, we all try, we all do our best. But there are those people who you just stand and wonder, and the mind boggles at their abilities in Hasmada and Talmud Torah. There are other people in Chesed, they dream up things which in a million years you wouldn't think of, and you've got somebody there who thinks up Chidushim in Chesed. It's a paradigm of things. And you look and wonder, what an amazing thing. And I think this is perhaps what we mean when we say that each person has a tafkid in Gilui Kavod Shamayim. We all keep the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each of us a certain koyach in an area to excel. And when we excel in that area, people look and they say, it's incredible, it's amazing, it gives you a chizuk. You see, somebody has such a koyach, such staying power. For what? For avodas Hashem. It gives you a chizuk. You see, so to speak, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody goes to such lengths. Do things that a normal person couldn't do. Gewaltig a siyata d'shmaya he's got. And he puts an incredible amount of work for this purpose, and it's day after day after day with a certain hasmada, with continuity, and he excels in that day after day. You feel it's a chizuk in seeing that the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps this is what we mean when we say that people have got a koyach, each one to be megaleh, kavoy shamayim. You walk into a shul, you see Yidden davening, it's very nice, you join in. Then you see somebody who's incredible in davening itself. You see his tefillah, the seriousness, the kavana, the hasmada day by day without change, even when he looks tired, even when he looks verdaget, whatever, the same tefillah. That gives you an extra chizuk. You walk in, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu before that person. So that person, in his way, is megaleh kavod shamayim. And I think perhaps this is what it means. We all keep mitzvahs, but where we excel, that's where we megaleh kavod shamayim. So each person has their chelik and gilui kavod shamayim, and Rabbi Dessler now says that for this reason we find that parents are similar to their children, or children are similar to their parents in many ways. As Rashi tells us, zivi kunin, appearance is often similar. Midas are often similar. A father is a baal chesed, often has children who are baalei chesed. Maise avos simin labonim, things that happen to parents of Rabbi Dessler often repeat themselves throughout the generations. The tape is played again and again, so to speak. So Rabbi Dessler says, because each person is given precisely the kelim that they need for their purpose in Gilui Kavod Shamayim. So somebody who is, for example, an amazing Baal Tzedakah will be given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the means for that, the warm heart, the open heart, the love of others, the parnasa, and so on and so forth. And he'll be molded into that by, first of all, the koichos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him, and secondly, by the things that happen to him in his life which open his eyes to see that particular area, the need for tzedakah or whatever it would be. He's molded by his life experience. And Rabbi Dessler says that the tachlis of a person in Gilui Kavod Shamayim is passed from parent to child. He says that's why we have dinim of Yerusha. Obviously that's why it's a din of the Torah, but he suggests this one inyan of the inyan of Yerusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give a person's worldly savings and all that they've earned and put together, accumulated. He could give them to anybody. There could be a din. They go to the Beit HaMikdash, they go to the Kayanim, they go to Aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a din in the Torah. Property is passed from parents to child. So you have a question, why is that so? Because that property was given to Reuven for his purpose in Gilui Kavod Shamayim. Reuven's children are given a similar task list in Gilui Kavod Shamayim. So therefore it's fitting that they should continue with the kelim and the koichos that their father had, similar life experiences, similar midas, and the financial means, possessions, to carry on that tafkid. Since they are similar, they get all that their father left behind. A yerusha of midas, a yerusha of maisim, whatever happened in his life, happened in his life, and the physical yerusha that the wealth that he owns is passed on because it was given for a purpose, and that purpose will continue throughout the generations. So this is what Rabbi Dessler says, and perhaps this opens up the idea to us. We came to Sinai to receive the Torah, but we realized as we got there, it's not just a question of Taryag mitzvot, Tefillah, Avodah, and so on. All the mitzvot of the Torah, Ma'achores, Asuros, and so on. That's not all that's contained in the Torah. The Torah speaks to every individual. Klal Yisrael said, what about me, my particular chelek in the keeping of the mitzvahs, which is megalik vochamayim, when they saw the malachim came each one according to his degel, they said, "Nisavisem d'tgolim." We also want the golim, that we should be able to somehow recognize our makom, our specific place in Klal Yisrael. And this being the first generation that received the Torah, they wanted it so much it should go as the Yerusha, generation after generation, in this family, from this person, the particular tafkid in Giloy Kavod Shemayim is such and such, and they could recognize that by the encampment of the Golem, just as the Malachim have their specific tafkid in Tachlis. Each Malach knows precisely what he's been created for, and that's what he does, and nothing else, and he's happy with that. Similarly, Klal Yisrael said, we want to encamp according to the Golem, that our Kabbalah Satorah should not just be a general Kabbalah Satorah, but a very specific personal Kabbalah Satorah, where I understand how to use my koichos to be megala a particular aspect of Kavod Shamayim. And just perhaps to demonstrate this, I came across some time ago a very beautiful idea from the Chidah. The Chidah in the Sefer Choymas Anoch writes as follows. We find it here in Parashas Bamidbar, the Nasi of Shevet God, Eliyosaf ben Zeuel, as he's referred to at the beginning of the Sedra, when the Torah enumerates the Nasiim of the various Degolim, Eliyosaf ben Zeuel. Later on in the Sedra, when we speak about how Bnei Yisrael encamped according to their Degolim, again the Nasiim are mentioned, and as we know, the Nasi of Shevet God is now described as Eliyosaf ben Reuel. The Dalit is changed to a Reish. And here, the Chidah quotes from a Sefer Imrei Noam, and I don't know what the source of this is, but he says as follows. First of all, we do know that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the Nachla of Shevet God, as the Torah tells us later on in Parashas Zot HaBracha. The Pasuk says, Chelkas Mechoy Teksofun, from which Rashi tells us Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the Nachla of God. It was a place which was soft one, hidden away, nobody knows. Loyada ish Tvurosai, nobody knows how Moshe is buried. That's a hidden place, and that was in the Nachla of Shevet God. So we know from Chazal Moshe Rabbein was buried there. The Chidah quoting from this Sefer Imrei Noam says as follows, and again, I don't know the source, presumably it's from Chazal somewhere, but he says as follows. Shevet God could have come with a Taina, because Shevet Don was a Nazi of three, of three machanos. He had a machane, he was a Rosh of a machane. And says the Chidah, God could have come along and said, Don is the son of Zilpah, I'm the son of Bilhah, I should also be Zaycha, we're equal, I should also be Zaycha to have the cover to be over a Rosh of three Shavotim, of a machane, a Rosh of machane, just like my brother, half brother, Don. And says the Chidah, God did not say anything. He's Mekabel the Tzivoy of Moshe Rabbeinu. And because of that, his name became Eliyosaf ben Reuel, the Nazi, which is Rei Akeil, that he was Zoycha to have Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Rei Akeil, buried in his place. So this is what the Chidah tells us. And that's why the name changes from Deuel to Reuel, because God accepted the Tzivoy of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though, according to logic, there was no reason why Don should have been singled out for the honor more than him. And I want to suggest here that this is the idea, and it's dafka by the Degolim we find the name changed. Because the Degolim point to the person's individuality of purpose. And God was able to say, I know it seems on paper I should have the same covered as Don. We're equal, so to speak, in our chashivos. But there are other factors. Each person has his tafkid. Don's tafkid is that, he'll be a Roish of a Machna, it's not my tafkid, he's Mekabel that. So by the Degolim themselves, which point out to this tafkid, and this tafkid that each person has, their Davka, the name of Don is changed, and he becomes, of the Nasi of Don, Eliyosaf ben Reuel, to show that Bizchus, that he's Mekabel, despite what the theory says, it's Rotzon Hashem as commanded by Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Mekabel that's his tachlis, my tachlis is something else, so he's Zoycha to have Moshe Rabbeinu buried in his chelek, and Yosef ben Reuel. So this is the first aspect, each person's personal tachlis in Avodas Hashem. And for many of us, it will make our lives much easier if we realize that. Some people complain, he got two aliyahs over Yosef and I only got one, and I didn't get asked at all to do this, and he gets this covered. Each person's got his tafkid and his tachlis. We would have so much more menuchas hanefesh if we would realize that. I've got my purpose, he's got his purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, end of story. Our lives will be so much happier. But this is the one aspect of the Degolim, the personal taskid and tachlis in Kabbalah HaTorah. Not just Tayag Mitzvah like everybody else, but my personal area of responsibility in Kabbalah HaTorah. And moving on, the Meshech Chochma tells us it's in Parshas Vayetchanon. The prophet says, "Ubikash tamisham et Hashem elokecha u'matzoso." When we're in a massive of shiflos, the nation has sinned, and we're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the prophet says, "Ubikash tamisham." You will seek out from there, from your galus, from your tzoros, et Hashem elokecha u'matzoso, and you will find him. You seek out Hashem. You do teshuvah. You will find him. So the Meshech Chochma says, Parshas Vayetchanon. The pasuk begins in Loshen Rabbim, "Ubikash tem misham." And it ends in Loshen Yochid, Umatzoto. So the Meshech Chochma says so beautifully. Klal Yisrael, as we know, are compared to one guf. There's the arm, there's the leg, the head, the heart, and so on. We are all one guf. But the Meshech Chochma says, when can we be considered as one guf, as one body? That is when we have something in common, when we are all in our activities centered around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're considered as one group. So in a situation where we've sinned and we've strayed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the point that joins us no longer exists, so it's Ubikash Tem Misham. Every individual, his Taichas, that he's different to him and he's different to him, everybody, as he is a unique person, is Ubikash Tem. We're all out there searching. But when you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then to Matzofa, there's a Lashon Yachid. Because says the Meshech Chochma, as far apart as people may be, if there's a point that joins them all, then that's a singularity of purpose, then they're considered as one unit, and that is Matzofa. He says, for example, you have lines drawn out from a central point, like spokes in a wheel. They all join at the center. They're as close as possibly they could be at the center. They may be miles apart on the periphery. The differences may be vast. And that's the way it is with Klal Yisrael. Each one of us has got our individual places, and we are vastly different from each other. The masbid may have no clue how to be about tzedakah. The person with a great going in learning may have no clue how to excel in chesed. The man has got a few of him of chesed, but they have no clue how to excel in chesed. The Baal Chesed may have no clue how to excel in tefillah. They are vastly different. Each one is unique. But by being unique, and at the same time having a single purpose, which is avodas Hashem, then you have genuine unity. Then you have achdus in the nation. And this is these two apparently conflicting things, how we can have each person being so unique, so different, and standing up being aware of his uniqueness, and nevertheless achdus within the matna, on the condition that each person uses his different types of his uniqueness for the same purpose, all in avodas Hashem, each one plowing his titles back into Kabbalah HaTorah. And this is what I want to suggest here in the second words of Chazal. Chazal tell us, as we quoted, the Umay Ha'olam look at Klal Yisrael, they say, Shuvi Shuvi Hashulam, come and join us. We'll make you into our leaders, heads of state, heads of commerce, whatever it is. You can have all the positions of importance. And I'm suggesting here, perhaps what this means is, the Umay Ha'olam also see, it's a wonderful thing when a person knows where their kaichas lie. So many people run around, they're gebenched with kaichas, and they're never quite zeicha to discover them and to use them in a manner which they could really benefit society, mankind, and so on. And if you know your koichos, it's a wonderful thing. But there's a very different outlook between the Umay Ta'olam and Klal Yisrael Lahavdil when it comes to using koichos. We use our koichos for the same purpose. We don't use our koichos for ourselves. Nobody says, well, I'm a wealthy person, I can give a fortune of tzedakah, it's kedai to do it because the kovod will come. We don't say that. We say, I'm a wealthy person, I'm going to give tzedakah, that's my path towards avodas Hashem, that joins me with the rest of the nation. So I'm suggesting here that Umay Ta'olam see such a koyach, Klal Yisrael, they're encamped according to the Golem. Everybody knows his particular koyachos and he can employ them. Come and join us. You know where your koyachos are, you can be our leaders, you can have everything. The covers, the wealth, everything. And we say to them, but there is nothing that you can give us. Because if we use our koichas for our own individual advancement, or even for society, but in the end of the day we're interested in ourselves, the salary, the pay packet, the covered, and so on, there's no purpose in that. Because we end up empty. We've got achieved nothing of lasting significance, and there's no unity. Each person is running around for himself. And where there isn't a unity of purpose, where it's not plowed into something which unites us as a nation, there's no tachlis in that. And in fact, the Shem Yishmuel says a very, very beautiful thing here in Parshas Bamidbar, speaking about the Degolim. I'll read his words, obviously they're very deep words, but perhaps you can take something from them. Hadavuk b'shoiresh nishmosai. He says, aside from this inyan that the person uses their koichos for avodas Hashem, that's their tachlis and the tafkid, you find it in order to serve Hashem. He says as follows: Hadavuk b'shoiresh nishmosai. Somebody who's davuk, who is connected with the source of his neshama, in other words, his essence, what he is, and he recognizes his essence, which is of course not easy, but somebody who's zaycha to that. Who davuk li makorich yusai. He says he's connected to the source of his life. V'shoyev chayim chadashim tamid. He's always drawing off new life. He's continually invigorating himself. Mimakaira from the source, the Chol Yomav, who besimcha, he continues their whole list of things, all of the person's life are besimcha. When you use your individuality, not for your own personal gain and success, but for your avodas Hashem, which is what you were created for, and therefore you're connecting to your very essence of what you personally and particularly are, then you are zoicha to have a life of simcha and joy and everything good. And he says, on the contrary, the Umay Ta'ilam, he says, they who use their kaychas for their own personal advancement, they have an emptiness within them, and it's like death in this world, really, because they're not drawing from that inner strength, that inner essence of what they are. Life comes by recognizing what you are and drawing on that inner essence, and the kaychas you are given are there for that purpose of avodas Hashem. So this is the second aspect. The Tanai, in other words, we use our koichos, we recognize our individualities, but plowed back into our avodas Hashem. This is what unites us as a nation, and this is what connects us to the very essence of our being, each person according to what he is. We come to the last words of Chazal. I see time is running out. In this world, you wanted the Golim. Umidesim shalosechem, I fulfilled what you wanted, I gave you what you asked for. V'le osid lava in the future, bizchus ha-degolim, in the zchus of the degolim, and igoyel eschem, I will redeem you, medalig alakeit, and so on and so forth. The geula will come, bizchus ha-degolim. And here I want to quote something from the Maharal, which I found in the Sefer of Rabbi Yerucham, again speaking about the union of the degolim. Rabbi Yerucham quotes just a few words of the Maharal in the Sefer Gevurot Hashem, where the Maharal speaks about Holach Mo'anyo, the Indian of Chomets, of Master, I should say, being Lach Mo'anyo, poor man's bread. And I looked in there and I saw something which, I hope this is what the Maharal means, but I'll tell you what he says. The Maharal says, Master's called Lechem Oili, there's an Indian of Anios of poverty associated with Master. The Maharal says that really Cheirus, freedom, is associated with having full and plenty, got everything you want. So the state of chayrus, of freedom, is not really associated with anios, with lack, it's associated with having everything one needs. However, he explains as follows: matzah is unique in that it contains only the very barest essentials that are required to make dough. You cannot make dough without flour and water. Once you have flour and water, you can make dough. So you cannot have dough with anything less than flour and water. The Maharal says, "Vamatzah ashira." If you're to add in oil, or you're to add in honey, shemen or davash, you made something very nice and tasty, but in essence it's a matzah, which doesn't really need that extra ingredient of the oil or the honey. There's something extra here. He says all the more so if you're to add in seor, yeast, which will make the dough rise, because that's just not just a taste that's added to it, that's something which goes to the very depths of what this food is. It makes it swell, it makes it rise, and so the food to its very depth, to the very molecules of the food, to the base, most basic building blocks of the food, is changed. It's a different thing. You've introduced something to the very depths of the food, the very essence of the food now, which makes it into something different. It's a food now which has more than is required as bare basics to make it. Matzah, on the other hand, is just the bare basics and nothing else. He says, this is what an oni is. A pauper is somebody who has, as the Maharal says, he has his guf, he has his clothing and nothing else. Not only is there nothing in his wallet, he doesn't even have a wallet. There's nothing there. Nothing except the barest basic essentials for life. He can't exist without a body, can't exist without some form of clothing, tattered as it may be, and he has nothing else except his body and his clothing. And this is signified by the matzah. The matzah has nothing else but the barest essentials. Says the Maharal, matzah does not come to teach us about chayus. It doesn't stand for the state of freedom. It stands for the moment of movement from avdus to chayus, the moment of geula. And the Maharal says that at that point, a person becomes totally independent of all that surrounds them. Just like the matzah is not dependent upon anything, it's got the barest basics that are required, but nothing is added. There's no syrup of unnecessary things. It's just a matzah, pure and simple, nothing added. So similarly, when a person is in a state of avdus, they are not just the individual. They have a tziruf. There's a master who stands over them and tells them what to do. There's not just this person, this group, body with his clothing. There's the master from without who gives his commands. You've got to run around and do what you're told. The moment of geula is where the person is totally independent. There is no master. There's just the person with his will, with his rishonos, with his shifas, with his desires. That is the moment when the person has this transfer from avdus to chayrus. That moment can only be achieved when there's total independence of all that is external to the person and there's just the individual himself. So this is how matzah signifies chayrus. It's not chayrus, it's the moment of transfer from avdus to chayrus, that moment of geula. And so Rabbi Yerucham, although he doesn't quote all of these words as a Maharal, I've just added in some of the background, but Rabbi Yerucham says, this is the moment, this will be geula, what will be zeicha, the Mashiach should come, when we as individuals are totally independent of all that's around us. We may live in the world and we do things because everybody else does it, past it, I shouldn't do it, and everybody davened in a certain way, I'm not going to be the one to stand out and look different, I'll daven the same way. Everybody gives the same amount of tzedakah, everybody gives the same 50 pence or whatever it is, whatever, I should, who am I to be, I do the same. And we tend to follow what is around us in terms of mitzvahs, and we don't stop and think for one second, what is different about me? Where should I be investing and ploughing in my particular kaifas? So we are dependent on our society. Baruch Hashem, we're dependent on Yiddish society. We learn our examples from our neighbors, or from Yidden, rather than from elsewhere. And we need to learn from others, but at the same time we need to think for ourselves and be independent and say, this is me, this is my chelik, this is my tafkid, I find it, I use it, I put it in, plough it into Avodas Hashem. When each person recognizes their unique koichas, the flavor that they can add to Klal Yisrael, to Kabbalah HaTorah, then we can be zoicha, each one being independent, to see Moshiach Tekenu, b'mehirah v'yomeinu.